Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today. Arisha, I feel like I know the answer to this, having lived with you, but...
Okay, it's not...
When you're backed into a corner, do you just give in and give up?
In the infamous words of Jason Newsmith,
okay,
a.k.a. Tim Allen in Galaxy Quest, never give up, never surrender.
Wow, I love it. And I know that Jen Shah from Real Housewives of Salt Lake City must have felt like she had no other way out because earlier this week, she pled guilty to a federal charge of conspiracy to commit wire fraud.
Yeah, and it was a huge shock to everyone because up until now, Jen has always been very adamant about her innocence.
Yeah, she must have watched that movie and was like, you know what, Arisha said it, so let's fight.
Okay, first of all, that movie is amazing. It has fellow Wondery star Justin Long in it.
We love him.
Only he would reply to my DMs, we could talk about it.
Exactly, but, you know, he's booed up now, sorry. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. Today is Friday, July 15th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
So, Richies, you know we love the Real Housewives franchise for just the best rich lady drama. Like, it's truly just golden. And because it's reality TV, you really don't know what's going to happen. I mean, unless you're one of the producers who are writing the script every week. So I think it's safe to say a lot of people didn't see this coming. Jen Shah has pleaded guilty to one count of conspiracy to commit wire fraud.
Yeah, so she was originally facing two federal charges. Mm-hmm. In March of last year, she was charged with conspiracy to commit wire fraud and conspiracy to commit money laundering. But earlier this week, she made a deal to plead guilty and the money laundering charge was dropped. Mm-hmm. So in her court hearing on Monday, she said, "I knew this was wrong. I knew people were harmed. I am so sorry," which sounds like a smoking gun to me.
Yeah.
She also agreed to hand over $6.5 million of profits from the fraud she committed and has been ordered to pay up to $9.5 million in restitution, plus she's facing up to 30 years in federal prison.
That's crazy to me, honestly.
So much time.
Yeah.
Even one day is too much time in prison for me, but 30 years?
Yeah, we've all seen Orange is the New Black. I mean, come on.
That show, don't get me started.
Okay, I won't. So these charges came after the U.S. Attorney's Office alleged that Jen was not this wealthy and successful business person that she's portrayed on Real Housewives, which I'm like, okay, tell me more. And in a statement released on Monday, the U.S. Attorney's Office said Jen was a key participant in a nationwide scheme that targeted elderly, vulnerable victims. They're basically alleging that Jen and her co-conspirators were involved in a national telemarketing scheme to sell what they're calling so-called business opportunities with false promises of financial security.
Yeah, so the U.S. Attorney's Office said the scheme took place from 2012 until March of 2021.
Jeez.
And according to people, prosecutors in the case claimed Jen was part of a coordinated effort to bring in lists of potential victims. They refer to said victims as leads and would then sell these leads to telemarketing companies that would try to sell business services to them. These business services were presented as a way for the victims to make money, and then they'd be pressured into buying additional so-called business services. It kind of gives me like MLM-y scheme.
I was thinking the same thing.
So Jen and her co-conspirators would allegedly lie to the victims about how much they'd earn after purchasing these services. And then Jen would get a profit of the revenue from those sales. Now, the U.S. Attorney's Office says many of these victims were over 55 years old, which unfortunately is pretty common, I feel like, for this kind of scam.
Yeah. But also, 55 is like the new 45 right now. Like, 55 doesn't seem old.
I don't know. Our generation, I feel like, is so suspicious of everyone and everything. And, like, I feel like 55 and over, like, they're just on the cusp of, like, believing that people are good in this world. Not to sound so cynical, but, like,
so sad.
They're the ones that would, like, they pick up the phone of telemarketers. They pick up phones numbers that they don't know.
They pick up the phone regardless.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Jen would defraud these vulnerable people out of their savings, which is just awful.
Like you said, this has, like, MLM written all over it. It's just a different form.
Yeah.
It's on the phone. Ugh, the worst. So what makes this plea so shocking is that Jen has been so adamant that she was innocent. Like,
yeah,
even on TV, like during the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City reunion last March, she was like so passionate about the fact that she was innocent. She even started to cry.
Mm-hmm.
And she like starts by talking to the people who've been supportive towards her. And she's like, you know, it's just so hard. You never know, blah, blah, blah. She's like got these giant feathers on her shoulders, which I'm like, you're so dramatic right now. And I actually love it. She like has a tissue. She's wiping her tears. And she says that her hope is that we not judge people. And she's like, including myself.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the moments that kind of stuck out to a lot of people is when Andy Cohen is like, hey, you know, the success rate of the New York State attorney is like 95%. Classic Andy.
Yeah. And then Jen's like, because people take plea deals.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, everyone calm down.
Foreshadow.
I mean, she really made a point, like you were saying, of standing by her original claim.
Mm-hmm.
At the reunion, she said, I'm fighting this. I'm innocent. I will fight this for every person out there that can't fight for themselves because they don't have the resources or the means, so they don't fight. Which is just kind of like, dear God, you have the resources and the means and you've stopped fighting. What does that mean?
Right, exactly. There's no hope.
But then after the reunion, social media, of course, started to weigh in on Jen's situation.
Mm-hmm.
Not guilty and hashtag free Jen Shaw shirts started popping up online, which I will say the t-shirt industry really has their finger on the pulse. Like
they do.
And so quickly, like in the span of like 4 hours of something happening, they've got content for all of us. It's crazy.
And actually, that's a great point.
Yeah.
There's so many t-shirts.
Should I get into this business?
Yes.
And at the time, Jen's husband, Sharif, also defended her, saying, this cloud will not go away until my wife is vindicated through this trial.
So, you know, all of this stuff is why it's like no one was expecting her to be
she was doubling down.
Yeah. She's like, just kidding. I'm guilty now. But like,
JK.
I don't know. But she was kind of, like we said, she's kind of backed into a corner. This might have been her only choice because one of Jen's closest friends and her business associate, Stuart Smith, was also arrested and he was charged for participation in the scheme. But Stuart pleaded guilty and he was going to testify against Jen in court as part of his plea deal. So real shady stuff, but also she blamed him. So at this point.
Yeah, it's every man for himself.
Yeah. So on the show, Jen often referred to Stuart as her first assistant and business partner. Mm-hmm. And during the Housewives reunion, Jen confirmed how involved Stuart was in her business operation. And she said, he's been around me for 10 years. As I expand my businesses, I brought him into that. But then weirdly, later on in that same reunion, she kind of seemed to try and distance herself from Stuart. She said he wasn't her partner. And like after their respective indictments, she said they basically stopped talking to each other due to legal cases, which I guess makes sense.
That'll definitely put a damper on a friendship, I'm sure.
Sure will.
Slash business partnership.
Yeah.
So Troy Slayton, who's an LA criminal defense attorney, confirmed that Stuart had agreed to testify against Jen. He said, as a cooperating witness, you are required as part of any plea agreement with the federal government to tell them everything that you know, which... Calm down, Troy. We've all seen Law and Order. We know. He then basically said that as a witness, it's your job to cooperate with them in order to get the best sentencing. It just immediately makes me think of a dream I had where we were going to be in trouble for that murder you committed.
Me?
And in my dream. Yeah.
Okay.
Remember I told you this? You and Ross like robbed and killed somebody. And
wow.
My first thought was like, this is the prisoner's dilemma. Like, who's going to flip on who? Because that's how it happens.
Whose side were you on?
My own. I was like, I got to protect myself. I came into it after the murder happened. Anyway, we're getting way off track. But like, it truly is a prisoner's dilemma.
Yeah, it is. It's tough.
So then Emily D. Baker, who's a legal commentator and also a former LA deputy district attorney, told Vulture that Jen was in a difficult position. Understatement, Emily. But she went on to say that prosecutors could bring in all the other defendants to testify against her. So it seems pretty likely that Jen was trying to avoid a very public trial in which she'd have to face a lot of defendants and friends testifying against her.
Well, yeah.
I don't know. It kind of feels like Stuart flipping, if we want to use that term, was like her cue to like change course.
I don't know. It's confusing because she was never on Stuart's side, it doesn't sound like.
I don't know. Maybe she was like, once my first assistant, always my first assistant. And he was like,
I got to say, now it doesn't really seem like a lot of people are on Jen's side. But that wasn't really always the case because after the reunion and her sob fest, people did seem to rally behind her. Like even some of her co-stars backed her up. Like,
yeah.
Lisa Barlow was like, you know, Jen told me she was innocent and I believe her. And Heather Gay said she'd support Jen regardless. She's like, I love Jen. I don't care if she's guilty or not, which you don't.
All right, Heather.
You should. So now that Jen has come out as guilty, we're obviously going to hear about this on the show.
Yeah. Now, at this point, none of her co-stars have made comments on her guilty plea yet. But the show's new season started filming in March, and there are reports that some of the women on the show will film confessionals to give their reactions and opinions on the news. Of course, that's what reality TV is for. it's also been confirmed that Jen is not currently being followed by cameras for the show, which, yeah, I get that. She's in trouble.
TMZ and everyone else is taking up all the space following her around.
That too. On Wednesday, Andy Cohen talked about his feelings on his SiriusXM show. He said, I'm upset and I'm especially upset for her victims. I'm upset that she lied for so long and claimed to me that she was an example of someone being wrongly accused. I don't know. It kind of feels like Andy's trying to make this about him.
Well, he's Andy Cohen. I mean, he is Bravo. Everyone else, shut up. This is about Andy.
Shut up. Andy also said that watching Jen's dogmatic proclamation of innocence on the reunion led him to believe that, quote, this woman should have her day in court. And it's one of those things where I'm like, does he mean that positively or negatively?
Negatively. 100%. I think.
Just trying to give people the benefit of the doubt. He did also open up about how upset he was over Jen lying at the reunion because he said, frankly, you get to know someone and you get to like them. And then he said, I've said it before, I'll say it again. If you have something to hide, reality TV may not be the avenue.
Yeah.
I just feel like he is taking this so personally. And I'm just like, you do know, like, it's TV. Like,
I know.
Most people are maybe they're not flat out lying, but there's a lot of embellishment, which one could argue is lying.
I mean, look, Andy Cohen is an executive producer of these shows. Like, what, you know, this is what happens when you put a bunch of rich people on TV.
Yeah.
Like, there's a reason that this show has so many legal battles going on. Like,
yeah,
what does he expect?
I don't know why he's surprised. It's like, Andy, you're over there counting your checks as all these views come in because this is getting you more news. Like, who are you kidding?
But he's right, though. I mean, like, if she did do this, she deserves whatever she gets.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is so problematic, but I just don't know why we're acting surprised.
I know. No, you're right. But I mean, like, I am a little surprised that 30 years in prison is on the table because a lot of these rich people we've seen get away with a lot.
Well, so 30 years is often on the table and the rich people only get 3 months.
I know. Do you think that's going to happen? Do you think she's going to?
I mean, she's going to be in what? One of those like white collar prisons for, I don't know, a couple of years? Yeah.
Yeah.
Or house arrest. I mean, come on.
Her confessionals are going to be done through glass and a phone.
Yeah.
It's going to be gold for TV.
Andy's going to be like, and scene.
Yeah. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. This is Rich and Daily.
If you like our show, please give us a 5-star rating and a review, and be sure to tell your friends.
Please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
Our theme song is by Gems. Scott Velasquez is the music supervisor for Freesound Sync.
Michaela Myers is our senior producer. Liam Garrow is our senior editor.
Our sound engineers are Sam Ada and Victor Figueroa.
Tina Rubio and Marsha Louie are the executive producers for Wondery.
Have a great weekend, Richies.
See you Monday. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.